And we welcome you once again to the final regular season edition of the Post-Postgame Show. Jeff Williams along with Kevin Lonquist, where for the 12th consecutive season, Aledo has closed out with a perfect undefeated district championship as they finish 8-0 with a win tonight over, who'd they play? Seguin. The Cougars by the 56-13, the final. They end the year at 9-1, 9-game win streak, 8 straight in district play. Now 91 consecutive district wins, and this was a very workmanlike game. Bearcats, every time they touched the ball in the first half, put points on the board, and also as a result, they went with the running clock. And in games like that, went the running clock in the second half, which lasted a very short period of time. But 56-13, the only two scores for Seguin tonight. One came on a 95-yard kickoff return, and then the other on the last play that Seguin had the ball, a 56-yard touchdown run by their sophomore quarterback, Xavion Bryce. But the big story tonight, the return of Jace McClellan, game changer for this already incredibly potent Bearcats offense.
It's kind of like you really appreciate what you have when you see him back on the field. We hadn't seen him since the district opener against Burleson Centennial. Remember, he played in the opener against Denton Guyer, had kind of the ding on the knee in that game. They didn't play him against Mexico. They held him out for that game, and then they bring him back for Centennial, and then we hadn't seen him since.
Right.
So to say that he would be fresh would be an understatement. To say that he would be rusty would also be an understatement. But, you know, the first time he touches the ball, he goes 69 yards with it, and it's like same old Jace. And he looked fresher. I mean, seriously, he did look fresher.
He was shoving people out of the way.
Yeah, and there were a lot of times, because I'm on the sideline, of course, doing these, and you could just see there were several Arlington Seguin players that just said, I want no part of this.
Well, and he's hungrier as well. He's been itching to get back for weeks, but there really, at this point in the schedule, was no reason to bring him back. But his return, what it does, you know, they have running backs that filled in those spots. DeMarco Roberts did some of that.
Jeremiah James
did right. some. They right. last Garrett Key some. But and those kids are solid. Mm-hmm. Jace is next level. He's a 5-star recruit. Alabama, Oklahoma, Tech, everybody wants Jace. Mm-hmm. He's just a next level guy. There's just no working around it. To this point, teams weren't necessarily frightened. They were certainly leery because there's some good dudes back there, but they weren't frightened of the running game, and they could pay more attention to JoJo, to Money, to Pellegrino, right. those guys. Now, what are you going to do?
Yeah.
You cannot lock in on anything. That's why I say it's a game changer, because now most high school teams, I'm going to say maybe no high school team, has the ability to cover all those guys.
No, I think it's really going to be hard to do that, because the thing about Jace is, because he is the package, size, speed, strength. He's got arms the size of yours and my legs.
Right.
Seriously.
I work out, though.
Yeah. Well, so do I. But we're also a little older than
That's
him,
right.
too. We could actually triple his age. But having said all that, Jeff, I think the important thing to have Jace back is, you know, it just changes how teams are going to have to defend you, as you said a few moments ago. Do you want to try and load up the box, or how do you try and concede that, how do you want to try and cover the passing game, because you get two explosive guys? But as we saw in this game against Seguin, you try to cover Parks, you try to cover JoJo Earl, and then you get Jaden Pellegrino wide open for
wide
a 30.
Open.
I mean, and he's a tall drink of water.
20 yards behind everybody.
Yeah. So it's like, now realizing Seguin didn't have a good season, they finished 1-9, and maybe teams won't be able to, you know, should have better coverage the deeper you go in the playoffs. But at the same time, it's those the one thing is those unders. Those little used guys like Jaden or like Cade Jones that could make a or Miko Little.
Yeah.
You know, those guys could actually make a play here and there. So then you're talking about 6-7 guys on the field that can do something with the ball, something serious with the ball.
Right. And you know, John and I kind of briefly touched on this during the game, and that is, you know, harken back to the 2013 season when they established the national records, the most points any team has ever scored in a season with 1,023. And that offense obviously was formidable. I think this is a better offense than that one. That 1,023, they also had an unbelievable defense that scored, and special teams. They scored a ton of points there. But this group of guys, you know, now going into This game had 480. They're now 500 and something, you know, 536, I guess. Almost all of that's offense, and almost all of it in the first half of games.
Yeah, and a lot of these games that we saw this year, where Alito really throttled it down in the second half. I mean, tonight, one touchdown. Last week against Joshua, one touchdown. I mean, doing their work. They're not so much concerned about all the points as they are just making sure that they are on pace to keep the season, you know, in perspective.
Getting their work in
before they – I mean, we didn't even see the second team – I mean, the first team for the second half in this game. So there's a difference in how – the way Tim Buchanan is running this team and managing it through the course of the season. Now it's go time next week, starting with Kimball.
Right, with Kimball, DISD team. Now this is a team that they will be – they're the four seed out of District 6, 5A Division 2. But they are a team – you know, they're fourth out of the DISD district. Now Red Oak's in there as well. But this is a team that is – I've talked with Coach about it before – He was told when asked around, this is a team loaded with D1 athletes. So they can't just show up. If they come in, focus, play their game, this is a game that no doubt they should win. But they can't just show up because this is a team with a couple of really good athletes that made them pay with a 95-yard kickoff return, 56-yard touchdown run. That's the kind of explosiveness that Kimball will probably have. So they've got to stay on their game.
Yeah, it's also the same thing, too, where they had to get ready for Sauk last year.
Right.
And where Sauk really was, I think you made the comment, as we've talked throughout the course of the year, probably the best team they saw last year.
I think so.
And the fact that they're playing a team.
DISD team.
Yeah, and the fact that now Kimball's not going to be like Sauk more than likely, but you always want to respect your opponents. You don't ever want to disrespect them. And my post-game interviews tonight with Boogie Thompson and with Aiden Hayes, like really they stress that we just can't show up even though the game's at home. Got to go out and play and do your job. And because of if you take the attitude of, oh, we've got this, it's not going to go well because if you aren't focused, you're toast.
Right, and it's one and done.
Yeah.
This is playoff time. 7:30 the kickoff at Bearcat Stadium. 7 o'clock with the pregame show. We'll be on the air. Hope you'll join us for all of that. But, again, home game, opening round of the playoffs. That'll wrap it up for another edition of the Post-Postgame Show. Kevin Lonquist, I'm Jeff Williams. Have a great rest of your weekend and week, and we'll talk to you next Friday night starting at 7 o'clock with the pregame show here on KTFW 92.1 Hank FM.